public outcry rises against a Hindu extremist attack on believers. Youth camps swing into a year's preparations for ministry in Spain, and a Christian child sponsorship program tackles a good problem. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. India tops today's news. 25 Christians were severely beaten by Hindu attackers in the central Indian city of Bhopal. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India confirms the attack took place during a private prayer meeting on Saturday. President Dave Straver spoke with us from India. Christians have been under pressure in Madhya Pradesh state for some time. He says they've been monitoring this high-profile incident closely.
It made the national news in India what would be the equivalent of NBC, ABC nightly news. And they said this is not acceptable in a country with religious freedom. The Christians here are quite positive about the response. It's one of the first times that we found that a public attack against Christians, there seems to be a rather widespread public condemnation of the attack.
Ministry will continue, and Straver says,
we're praying that Christians will be emboldened, because there's no question the attack was carefully planned. No one is taking any stand against the Christians, which is quite unusual. So whoever did this, they're really being marginalized, which is a very interesting reaction.
We turn next to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Peace teams are stepping up their efforts in advance of the April elections, fully anticipating a flare-up of violence between the rebels and the government. Grace Ministry's Sam Vinton says the process could cause upheaval that might slow the work down.
There is a very strong possibility of problems, and I think another thing, they may tell people they can't travel for a number of weeks or months, and of course that sets a barrier to evangelists and our church leaders traveling and going to villages and visiting churches.
Vinton says peace can come, but only with the right source.
Continue to pray, and pray especially for the power of the Word of God as it's preached, because it's only the Word of God in people's lives that changes them, and what the elections are trying to do and putting new leaders, that in itself will not change until the heart has been touched, and it's the Word of God that will do that.
You're listening to Mission Network News. This weekend, more than 1,000 students and volunteers will converge on Indianapolis, Indiana, for the 12th Annual Greek Conference put on by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. The conference is a place where students discuss real-life issues of life and ministry in fraternities and sororities on U.S. college campuses. InterVarsity's Andy Dalton says the goal of the conference is twofold.
One, it provides training for students who want to do ministry in their Greek system on their campus. And then secondly, it provides a place where they can invite their friends to hear the gospel.
It's a time for fun and also for gaining practical tools for living in the Greek system.
Students talk about the fact that they come here and leave encouraged that they're not the only ones who are trying to take a step of faith and take some risks in their houses. And that alone gives them encouragement to go back to campus and maybe start a Bible study in their fraternity house or start a group on campus.
Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission's Larcata Camp and Conference Center in Spain reports growth. Even as the team prepares the spring, summer, and fall programs, their main goal is to communicate the gospel clearly with the kids that attend. They also need mature Christian young people to serve the kids this summer. They're hoping many will team with them to help make the next phase of the camp's development a reality. Pray that the staff will become an even more powerful force for him in Spain. And Compassion International has an unusual problem to face. Rapid growth has caused the ministry to outgrow the headquarters they just moved into 5 years ago. Since 2001, the group has nearly doubled in size, requiring staff to support a child sponsorship program that brings the love of Christ to over 640,000 children worldwide. Part of the growth comes as a direct response to the Great Commission. Compassion teams work to help the children become fulfilled Christian adults. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.